Smoke goes up the chimney just the same.
This week on Isletunes, Eyes for Telescopes gets in your head late at night. AP freestyles while your body is on hold, and 2 hours traffic gets back on the road after a dozen years. Yiz ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes for the week of January 19th, 2025. As of this episode being posted, it's the last day of the USA, fascism-free edition. Sure, it may not be something folks want to hear on a music show, but it's there, isn't it? Personally, I'm at least looking forward to what I hope is a swarm of protest songs. I started scratching out lyrics for one, but, you know, I spend most of my time doing this. Ah, the sorry state of things makes one long for a simpler time. Like maybe the 2000s? The decade, not the millennium. You remember Napster, digital cameras, dial-up, your flip phone. Hey, I liked flip phones. Well, break out your Blackberries and turn off that reality TV, quote-unquote. How do you think America ended up like it is? Because, totally not planned, 6 of the 10 songs you're going to get served with this episode are from that first decade of the 21st century. Holla. Okay, biatch?
What's that?
What's that?
Now let's aim our musical telescopes at Eyes for Telescopes, the quintet of Pat Deegan, Dan Curry, Craig McPherson, Belinda Doyle, and Mike McDougall. They got together for a multimedia show in 2000, which sounds like the group wasn't meant to be permanent. Indeed, they broke up in 2005, but not before putting out ECMA-nominated albums and touring across the Maritimes, including at the National Arts Festival in Ottawa, though I have it on good authority that good old Baba's Lounge was a favorite venue. 3 of the 4 boys in the band, Pat, Craig, and Mike, were formerly in another band, Strawberry, and in E4T, they handled the lion's share of the vocals, which makes this cut obviously sung by Belinda extra cool. From their 2002 album Sounds Around Us, all one word, this is Eyes for Telescopes with Thoughts Late at Night on Isletunes. Did you know that the title Isletunes presented itself to me in a thought late at night? True story. And you thought tossing and turning at 5 a.m. was pointless.
nager sur l'eau, le vent dans les voiles de mon gros bateau. Nous sommes heureux, je veux jamais dire adieu. La mer est calme et l'eau aussi bleue. Sans aucun signe, le vent s'est élevé. Les vagues déchaînées avaient emporté le bateau. Très loin du quai, dans le milieu de la tempête. Et tout d'un coup, il y avait de l'eau partout. Ni le temps, ni les vents, ni la mer me laisseront. Cette maudite journée, tu étais mon soleil, tu étais ma joie, et tu as été arraché de mes bras. Ni le temps, ni les vents, ni la mer me laisseront. Tu es toujours là. Ni le temps, ni les vents, ni la mer me laisseront t'oublier. Tu es dans mes pensées.
Christian Gallant with the title track from his 2005 EP Tempête, storming onto iTunes. Tempête? Tempête? Never mind. Three of the five songs on Christian's CD are in French, with the other two in English, as you might expect, which makes sense when you consider the Mont Carmel native starred in Acadian dinner theater musicals. In addition to writing songs, which he started doing at the age of 14, he formed the company Triquetra Entertainment and has been the artistic director of the Mont Carmel Summer Concert Series for many years. Electronic music doesn't have as loud a voice on the island as, say, our rock and fiddle genres, but it's a voice that still definitely has its place. One of our proponents of electronica and experimental goodness is Kevin Clough, who records under a lot of aliases, just like Prince. For nearly 20 years, Kevin has released tracks as John Jack and Harutake. There are probably even more pseudonyms that I'm not aware of, and here is one from his persona Van Gogh, which he freely admits takes up the mantle of his more experimental works. From his 2024 EP Journey, this is The Drop, featuring Aaron Raw, more guitar-driven and almost punk than electronic, and right here on iTunes.
The truth is what the facts are. If you can't show it, then you don't know it. Mm-hmm.
tracks off.
If you can't show it, you don't know it.
Van Gogh featuring Aaron Raw with The Drop on iTunes. I mentioned that this was recorded by Kevin Clough as Van Gogh for his 2024 Journey EP. What I didn't mention is that the EP was recorded for that year's RPM Challenge, a global call out of a Newfoundland organization for artists from everywhere and every stripe to compose and submit original music every February. It's not a competition, just a way to get people from saying, I really want to make songs, but to actually making them. As Van Gogh, Kevin also tendered an EP in 2022, and for 2024, he was the only musician from Prince Edward Island to do so. I'm not a betting man, but I think I would lay loonies on him doing up another submission for 2025. To find out more about the program and submit music yourself, visit rpmchallenge.com. Coming up, a double dose of ballads about bodies and driving through 2 hours traffic. Not that we ever get stuck in traffic that long here. Unless it's behind a tractor. Did you all have silly putty as a kid? I did. And the big deal was that you could spread it onto a newspaper and have text or pictures imprint onto the putty. This is how we entertained ourselves with no Angry Birds or Candy Crush. But when you think of it, the imprint thing is what history is like. A plain piece of silly putty until we imprint something on it. After once again sifting through the digital archives of islandnewspapers.com, let's find out what islanders imprinted on our theoretical piece of putty in this week in PEI history. January 21st, 1953. The Guardian of the Gulf, the Guardian went through a lot of name changes, didn't it? Reported on the previous day's inauguration of U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower. In a speech, he called on Americans to work toward a goal of peace with honor. He said it must be a peace based on strength and unity in the free world, and there must be no appeasement, because a soldier's pack is not so heavy as a prisoner's chains. To that, he added a challenge to free men everywhere to join together against the world menace of communism. I mention this in light of another U.S. president being inaugurated. January 23, 1868, the Royal Gazette published a notice from a W. Sanderson collector in which he announced that Georgetown Lot 8, fourth range letter G, whatever that means, was being sold for non-payment of assessment, but that the sale that was supposed to happen that day was being postponed until April 13th at noon for want of bidders. Ouch. This probably isn't the same land, but there's a lot 8 on Birch Lane there in Georgetown Royalty that's for sale now. Beautiful views. Anyone got $52,500 laying around? January 25th, 1941. The Charlottetown Guardian, as I said, so many names for one paper, relayed news from Calgary that Islander Elizabeth LePage was to blow out 103 candles the following day. That meant her year of birth was 1838. It was pointed out that, as such, she had lived through the reigns of 5 British monarchs, and that Elizabeth apparently still took a keen interest in world events. The biggest world event of the time, of course, being World War II. Fought against the rise of fascism in Europe following the Nazi takeover of Germany. I mention this in light of another U.S. president being inaugurated.
Resistance is not futile.
No.
I'm Drea McDonald, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Isle Tunes? F-bomb alert!
Mosquitoes bite behind my knees. The ghost in my house fell asleep. I think it's time I head for the trees. Impulsively shaved all my hair. I didn't think that you would care. This bullshit's getting me nowhere. Time to pick up my feet, tie my laces. Don't worry, honey, I'm sure we're going places. You'll see I'll be just fine. I thought that you would heal my scars. Flashbacks to late night drives in cars that never took us very far. Said you're pretty pleased, but you still had me on my knees. Didn't notice I couldn't breathe. Time to pick up my feet, tie my laces. Don't worry, honey, I'm sure you're going places. I think you'll see I'll be just fine. Guess you reap what you sow, but you know better. I'm sick and tired of gloomy weather. Last time I checked, feeling's not a crime. I thought I'd spend it all with you. I planned around the life you choose. Should've known that I would lose. You took me, turned me upside down. Put up with all of my meltdowns. I'm fucking sick of this whole town. Time to my feet, tie my laces. Don't worry, honey, I'm sure we're going places. I think you'll see we'll be just fine. Time to pick up my feet, tie my laces. Don't worry, honey, I'm sure we're going places. I think you'll see we'll be just fine. Yeah, I'll be just fine.
From 2021, that is Summerside songwriter Emmett McClellan and Fine on Isle Tunes. This was Emmett's second single. They had released a first 3 years earlier in 2018 at the age of just 15, making Emmett 18 at the time of this recording. It happened in large part due to Music PEI's Diverse Voices program, which works to fund and uplift young LGBTQ+ and BIPOC artists on the island. Emmett said that the song is about wanting to escape, and how few really mean it when they say they're fine. Isn't that the truth, though? I guess it wouldn't do to tell total strangers when asked, "How are you?" that things suck, but Emmett's message there is a reminder to at least be candid about our lives and emotional states with those we feel safe confiding those states to. Synchronicities. Gotta love them. And they happen more on this show than likely falls into the average, i.e. finding songs that can be linked together through some kind of theme. That's what you're getting next in this back-to-back display of songs, the first coming from Island Afrofusion artist AP, who is also a producer. Drumming in church played a part in his development of more unusual rhythms, which he pairs with what he deems an unpredictable style of songwriting. Speaking of pairing, he also pairs with a genre-defying group, The Backyard, which he leads. They take Afrobeat, dancehall, reggae, and hip-hop and merge them into their own creations. You can catch The Backyard as one of the acts headlining the Black History Month opening night gala happening on January 25th. They're sharing the bill with Saffron and Dice to You, with Selecta Chevron DJing in between. That's all happening at the Delta, and if you want a primer for The Backyard, here's one of AP's solo tracks starting this unofficial rock block about the body. In this case, Hold Body Freestyle on iTunes.
I say make I drop this one, make you whole body, make you no good talk, say I know surgery. Cause every time I need you, you show for me, and I can't say that about nobody. For all your problems, make you no worry, and for your pain, I'm so sorry. No be every day, every day lucky. I carry taxi, go Calakuta. Waiting and smoke, make me do Kama Sutra. We had to take shots, it be like bazooka. Leave me alone, cause I just want to cool down. I believe I'm dead, yeah, and I know be swag, babe. Opposition talking, I go show them pepe. I say, make I drop this one. Make you whole body. Make you no go talk, say I know soji. Cause every time I need you, you show for me. And I can't say that about nobody. For all your problems, make you no worry. And for your pain, I'm so sorry. No be every day, every day lucky. I know they rush for the music again. And I learn how to make you feel my pain. If you ask me, I don't get much complain. And I can do this again and again. When I dey walk, you dey play. Then go, say hustle in my brain. Cause if I follow you, we go and do the same. Thank God I know they only. I say make I drop this one. Make you whole body. Make you no go talk, say I know surgery. Cause every time I need you, you show for me. And I can't say that about nobody. For all your problems, make you no worry. And for your pain, I'm so sorry. No be every day, every day lucky.
Sunset, I'm all wet, the rain keeps pouring down. It's all right, cause tonight I know you will be around. And I think of you each night. Well, your face is the one I see when I turn the light. It's so right, cause my body needs your body. There's no one like you. And when you're away, I'm missing your body. I hope your body's missing me too. Moonlight, just right, I know you'll be home soon. Your warm breath on my neck, there's love in every room. And I think of you each night. Oh, your face is the one I see when I turn out the light. So right, cause my body needs your body. There's no one like you. And when you're away, I'm missing your body. I hope your body's missing me too. Your love is enough to keep me waiting on. Your face, warm embrace, thank God our love is strong. And I think of you each night, and I pray, thank God I found the love. My life is so right, 'cause my body needs your body. There's no one like you. And when you're away, I'm missing your body. I hope your body's missing me too. When you're away, I'm missing your body. I hope your body's missing me too.
Duo Jeannie and Charles talking about My Body on Isle Tunes. Good on them for recording this. Who says desires of body dry up as you get older? F*** ageism. There's also a winky, semi-scandalous element in this being sung by an elementary school teacher, Jeannie Campbell, for this purpose. Her partner in band and life is Charles Reed, and they met in 2019 at a fundraising Kaylee in a church basement. How very PEI. After forming Jeannie and Charles and adding original material to their repertoire, their next logical step was to record an album. Said album, which the cut you just heard comes from, is 2022's Regarding Brookfield, an homage to their introduction at Brookfield Parish, out on the Trans-Canada just before Hunter River if you're coming from points east. Isn't that delightfully sentimental? Everybody, say it with me.
Aww.
Another awe-inspiring inclusion for you is a 9-year-old recording an album. If I've done my calculations right, that's how old Bethany Coughlin was when she released her In the Highways album in 2004. She got into music when her grandfather bought her grandmother a guitar, and the journey she began then led to her performing in bluegrass festivals, namely the Red Clay Bluegrass Festival in Tignish and the St. Louis Bluegrass and Old Time Music Campout. That's St. Louis, PEI, not Missouri. Bethany also bluegrassed with Blue Streak. In the Highways doesn't specify the writers of its 12 tracks, except for the one composed by Bethany's cousin, Arnold Wagner, who also played guitar on the record, but this one stood out to me. I found out it was written by noted American bluegrass composer Randall Hylton and his sister, Wanda Dalton, sometime in or before 1985, which was when the obscure article where I got this information was published. The song's kind of heavy for a fourth grader, but Bethany Coughlin does write by it. This is her rendition of Slippers with Wings on Isle Tunes.
Susie was asleep when she first blessed our home. We loved her as much as a child of our own. Her little legs were all twisted and frail. It was never meant for Susie to be well. In her little bedtime prayers, she would say, slippers with wings. watch the kids in the playground nearby. They call Susie's name. She would wave and say hi. Tiny teardrops would leave the window stain. It was never meant for Susie to complain. She'd just say to her brown puppy dog, "Little Skippy, I know it won't be long till I run a play tag like my friends. God sending me pretty slippers with wings." Susie turned four and her little hands grew weak. The pain took its tone and the color left her cheeks. Christmas Eve came and we gathered around Susie's bed. I could still hear the last word she said. "Mommy, mommy, there's a man dressed in white. Daddy, look, he is shiny and bright. And he's holding some ribbons and some string round a pretty pair of slippers. And if ever I was certain of one certain thing, Susie's wearing golden slippers with wings."
Bluegrass Standby, Slippers with Wings, as performed by the then 9-year-old Bethany Coughlin on Isle Tunes. It would seem she graduated high school in 2013, which is how I arrived at her being 9 at the time of her album's release in 2004. Bethany, if you're out there, correct me if I are wrong. 2013 is also the year she competed in the Tyne Valley Oyster Festival pageant. Dunno if she walked away crowned that year's Miss Oyster Pearl, but her elementary school version certainly had a lot of pearls on her album. Still to come, Angie Arsenault advises you to turn around, and Andy McDonald from 2 Hours Traffic pays a visit to talk about the newest song from the band, and one of its oldest. It is winter, and currently Mother Nature can't decide between rain, freezing rain, and an Arctic plunge, but you can outdo her by deciding which of the following shows you want to see here in our portion of the 902, overlaid with 782, of course. Did you know PEI will need another area code by 2034? That's only 9 years away. But I digress. Now, I invite you to dial up some gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, January 23rd, it's Island Jazz, Jacob Redden and the Striped Shirt Band at Baba's Lounge. Friday, January 24th, Sarah Hagen is at St. Paul's in Charlottetown with her Moonlight Sonata show. Saturday, January 25th has Winter Jazz featuring Tara McLean at the Poorhouse in Charlottetown. And Blues Summit 3 featuring Tightrope with Amanda Jackson and Roland Beaulieu. They are all at the Scott McCauley Performing Arts Center in Summerside. Plus, also on January 25th, the Black History Month opening night gala featuring performances by Saffron, Dice to You, and The Backyard, and DJ Selecta Chevron. That's happening at the Delta Hotel, of course, in Charlottetown. Looking into next week, January 26th, Janet McGarry and Friends, the PEI Bluegrass and Old Time Music Society fundraiser is at Beaconsfield Carriage House in Charlottetown. January 30th, it's Island Jazz, Joey and Julian Kitson at Baba's Lounge. January 30th, 31st, and February 1st, it's Anything for Love, the Music of Meatloaf, featuring Joss Rheom, Brad Milligan, Marley Tricardin, Brandon Howard Roy, and Carrie McClellan. That's all at the Trailside Music Hall all three nights. January 31st, Richard Wood and Friends, they're playing at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. And February 1st, it's Lawrence Maxwell at The Mac. And don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kinley.
What's up? It's Braden V, and you're listening to Isle Tunes, the podcast that plays nothing but music from Prince Edward Island artists.
there's always something new. Where you've been, there are falling tears for you. Why should you escape the waking truth? All that you were searching for is here for you. And I will never turn away, no matter what is said and done. This is all I've known for sure since this has begun.
Feathering the Isle Tunes nest with Mama Songbird, Angie Arsenault, that is. You just received the directive Turnaround from her 2009 album Once Upon a Dream. That was her second of three solo records, the others being The First Set and Shadow Revelations. She also fam jammed with her fam jam, contributing as one quarter of the Roots Project, along with Sibs Melissa and Jonathan and Mom Louise. Angie's most recent single, 2020's Vesuvius, was said to be a harbinger of the more metal directions she wanted to take. The accompanying album hasn't surfaced yet, but that happens when you're busy as a vaunted vocal coach. She takes pride in also being a cheerleader for her students, and if you want to improve your own singing voice, that's easy enough. Just visit AngieArsenault.com to book an appointment. I know y'all been waiting for this one. 2 Hours Traffic is one of the biggest acts to come from PEI, amassing fame not only here but throughout Canada and the U.S. That fame wouldn't mean squat if they didn't have the music to back it up, and the foursome of Liam Corcoran, Alec O'Hanley, Andy McDonald, and Derek Ellis would record some 6 albums between their official debut album in 2005 and their final disc in 2013, by which point they had already had to replace a departing band member. The traffic ground to a halt after that, as Liam publicly said it's difficult to consistently generate income in the music business, something true enough that the guys couldn't be faulted for. But like many defunct bands, there are enough seeds left behind that at least one of them takes root and new growth sprouts forth, which is what happened when 2 Hours Traffic came out of retirement to produce their first single in 12 years. Is there an album following behind it? I'm not going to tell you, but it's one of the things that THT bassist Andy and I talked about when he sat for the Isletunes microphones virtually, so I'll let him tell you. Apparently, it's a bit of breaking news broken on Isletunes. You know him, you love him. Let's get into the new era of 2 Hours Traffic.
The enormity of PEI's music scene is not to be ignored. Even at 73 episodes, Isletunes has just barely begun to plumb the depths of the hundreds, if not thousands, of artists that we have here. Yet for all that, it's only so many acts that achieve success off-island, much less off-country, and to the level that these guys did. Now, never mind the awards, this quartet had videos on Much Music, songs on American TV shows, and gigs in the US and Australia, plus the 2010 Winter Olympics. This winter, they're back for the first time in 12 years. Alterations in the lineup, to be sure, but with the appropriately titled Keep It Coming. Who else could I be talking about except 2 Hours Traffic? And here in the Isletunes studio, otherwise known as my basement, through the magic of Zoom, is returning member Andy McDonald to talk to us about all things THT. Andy, it's great to have you here on the show, especially as you're in the middle of release week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike. Pleasure. And I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Spreading the word.
Yeah, definitely spreading the word. Not that you guys need the help, but still. I think the biggest question on people's minds would be, what made y'all decide to make new music now after such a long hiatus? And is it just the single or is there an album coming behind it?
Yeah, well, we did a reunion show a number of years back. And I think it might have been 2018, something like that. And we just had a lot of fun playing the old songs again. Then like a year or two later, we decided to do another show just because the last one was so fun. And I mean, Liam and I are always writing songs for whatever project it is, whether it's his solo project or Golden Cinema, which I write for. And so we always have a batch of songs laying around, and then we just started sharing demos back and forth. And with the hope that, well, maybe might get a new song. Next time we play a show, we could sprinkle in a new song. And then we just kind of really got into the groove again of writing songs together. It just ended up being a thing where we started getting together every few weeks to pick away at songs. And it's a very fun process. I think that's the reason I feel like at the end of the day, I keep doing it, is just that feeling of being all together, working on something, making something out of nothing. And we just kind of kept going from there. We're like, well, if we're writing these songs, we might as well record them. I don't know if we've officially said this yet, so it might be breaking some news here. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be putting out a 6-song EP. We haven't announced the release date yet, but I think probably sometime in May is likely. So yeah, Keep It Coming is one of 6 songs we did. It's been a really exciting week for us because we've been sitting on these recordings for a little while now.
They felt
like a batch, you know what I mean? So to kind of put that out together as one thing. And then if there is something after that, like a full length in the future or something, that'll feel kind of like the next batch.
Let's turn the clock back to what, 2002, 2003? Because there may actually be people who don't know, which would be quite the shocker at this point. How did the band get together and where did the idea come to pull the name from a line of Shakespeare?
So initially, 2 Hours Traffic was Liam and Alec, and they started playing acoustic gigs together in high school. So they went to Colonel Gray High School in Charlottetown. I went to the rival high school, Charlottetown Rural. And at that time, Alec and I knew each other well. We'd played in a band together, and I knew that he was writing songs with this guy, Liam, who I played baseball against when I was a kid, but didn't really know him otherwise. And then they started making these little demos, just the two of them. And I was like, you know, they were talking about maybe putting a band together. And at the time I played guitar. So I was like, oh, I'd love to play guitar on the band. Like, I love these songs. And Alec was like, well, I'm playing guitar and Liam's playing guitar. Do you want to learn how to play the bass? So that was my entry into the band, was I was just a fan of what they were doing as a two-piece, and I was excited to kind of join the fold to flesh out some of those songs more full band. And then their friend Derek, who I had never met, Derek Ellis, who's the drummer, he was kind of like learning to play drums, and I was learning how to play bass, and that's when it started. So yeah, I think it was 2002, which is when we all would have started at the University of Prince Edward Island. Once we got to university is kind of when it kicked off.
And the line of Shakespeare, where did that come from?
That was something that Liam and Alec came up together when they were a two-piece. So, and I think that, the name 2 Hours Traffic, part of that was a little bit of a cheeky kind of, because there was two of them at the time, strumming acoustic guitars together. And I think they were studying Romeo and Juliet in like grade 11 or grade 12 in English class. And there is that line, 2 hours traffic of our stage. And I think just the fact that there were two of them and that music can't happen on a stage, just kind of clicked. And it might have been just a placeholder name, because once there were four of us, it's like, well, does this name even fit anymore? But we're just like, that's the name.
Of course, you're only one quarter of the group, and each of you had different feelings and perceptions of the success that you were experiencing. But how indie did it feel for you reaching those kind of heights? I mean, did it blow your mind, or did you sense from the beginning that you guys were going to the top?
No, it was all very surprising. I mean, we were very young starting off in the band, and then the idea of playing a show off island or something seemed very exciting, but maybe not possible because we're just operating in this little small music scene in Charlottetown and we didn't know anybody. And then Joel Plaskett played in Charlottetown, and at that time we had recorded kind of a scrappy little EP called The April Storm. I think it was either Liam or Alec that handed him the CD after he played a show at Baba's, and then he ended up writing back and saying, "Hey, I would love to work with you guys if you'd want to try getting some songs together." And that felt like the step where things started to kind of move in a direction where it was like, "Wow, this is really exciting. We're all big Joel Plaskett fans." He had us over to Halifax, played a show in Halifax. Then kind of once we got rolling and just like started meeting other bands, suddenly playing around the Maritimes, then playing outside the Maritimes, then all across Canada, then into the US and all the traveling we did. So yeah, it was a little bit of a kind of a slow climb then, and then it kind of like felt like it sort of plateaued at some point. Yeah, no, definitely as just like some kids from PEI, we didn't have a whole lot of lofty ambitions except for just writing songs. It was definitely, a pretty wild ride. Like looking back now, we were so fortunate to get to do all the traveling we did. And, traveling really, I find, it kind of informs your worldview and just kind of how you look at everything. So we were so fortunate, just all the kind of breaks we got back in the day to travel around.
And 23 years later, here you are. I'm speaking with Andy McDonald, longtime member of 2 Hours Traffic, about the history and the future of the band as well. Now, players leave bands all the time. It's legendary. In your case, Alec O'Hanley split off in 2011 and has made quite the name for himself with Always. I know
Yeah.
you had Nathan Gill in the band for a while at the time of your 2013 album, and now Nick Donoff, who's had a thriving solo career here for years. He's rounding out your foursome. How did Nick come to join the band? And had you, Derek, and Liam ever considered just continuing with the three of you? I mean, you wouldn't have been the first band to do something like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with the lineup changes, I mean, with Alec, that was a tricky one because we were all in it together kind of from the beginning. And yeah, it's amazing what Always has gone on to do. It's like absolutely mind-blowing. Yeah, and then after he departed, we kind of thought, well, what should we do? So Liam and Derek and I wrote most of that Foolish Blood album, just the three of us, and really needed a fourth. And we were writing those Foolish Blood songs. I was playing guitar, so I'm like, well, I'll just stick on guitar. Nathan, I'll kind of teach Nathan all these bass lines, and we absolutely had a good time doing that and recording that record. And then we disbanded shortly after. And when we started looking at playing this reunion show, we were looking around at who would be a good fit, and it seemed like an absolute no-brainer to get Nick in the fold. It was Liam that suggested him, and he's just an absolute force to have in the band. He can sing, he can play so many different styles of guitar. I think his guitar work on this will really stand out. And yeah, I mean, he's a great guy. He's also got a lot of technical skills when it comes to recording. So he did a lot of the engineering on these six songs. He's just been a huge addition to the band. Yeah.
Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you and Derek are also in Golden Cinema, like you had said.
Yeah.
Now, the most current release there is 2021's Reels. Has there been talk of any new material there? And if not, could firing up the 2 hours traffic machine again get those reels turning?
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's tricky with Golden Cinema right now because so Chris, the guitar player, lives in Toronto full time. Dan Griffin, who's essentially in the band, who plays keys, although we've never played live together, he lives in Ontario as well. So it's like Derek and I are here. The last batch of Golden Cinema songs we did, Derek and I would work on them here, and we would send stuff back and forth and do it remotely, kind of like that. Even recording wise, we did it remotely, which was fun, but it's just like I think we need Chris to be home for even a week or something, because I've got a little pile of songs that we've made some demos, but we've just haven't followed through. The 2 hours traffic stuff has been a lot more kind of on top of mind, but I'm sure at some point we'll record something else. It's just a matter of the timing being right and people being in the same place. But I guess the way I look at it is just like always writing songs, and then if some fit with 2 hours traffic, that's great. If some fit with Golden Cinema, that's great. But I would like to think that we'll do some more Golden Cinema stuff here in the next couple years.
Now, I was lucky enough to get you to see your PEI stop of the 2 hours traffic 15th anniversary of Territory Tour. That's a mouthful. And will there be more local shows like that happening in the not too distant future in support of the new material? I'm guessing probably closer to the EP release.
We're trying to plot that out now, but yeah. Definitely closer to the EP release. I think probably won't be playing too much over the next few months, but maybe when like May and June rolls around. We definitely want to get up to Toronto to play a show. That was kind of our maybe like one of our top two or three spots we played the most back in the day. So I'm sure we'd have a great show there. So maybe do like three or four Ontario gigs and then another batch of Maritime gigs, I think. So we're trying to figure out the best way to do it and the best venues to play that make it the most fun for us and the crowd. We should be announcing something probably in the next month or two in terms of some shows.
I thought it might be fun for sheer contrast to play a track from your first proper album, not counting April Storm, back
Okay.
to back with your latest song. So Stick to It is the second track from that self-titled
Stick
record.
to it. Wow.
I know a deep dive here. I know it was a long time ago, but do you remember anything in particular about what went into that song or what stuck with you about it?
Yeah, I can very vividly remember recording that up at it was with Joel Plaskett and Charles Austin. He used to play in a great band called the Super Friends, if you know those guys.
I know
And
the cartoon.
yeah. And he used to have this Charles had this studio upstairs at the old Kyber building in Halifax. It was called the Mullet. And that was when I remembered. So with that first record, I'm like getting somewhat confident on the bass. You know what I mean? And Joel really wanted to insert some grooviness into so many of those songs back in the days were just sort of like downstroke, not a lot of rhythm, just sort of like a lot of like plowing. And so he started talking about what if we had a groovier song on the record, and then we started to play around with like, well, what could kind of the rhythm be? Which it kind of ended up being that it was like do 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 do. Was what we landed on. So then I'm kind of like learning how to play that on the bass. And that was a song that I feel like kind of came it together in the studio a little bit more than some of the others. We were just sort of like playing around with different sounds. But that was one of my, that's one of those songs that I feel like nobody talks about or I never hear about, but was always like one of my favorite. And the lyrics are like a little bit bizarre. So maybe that's part of the reason behind it. But whenever I go back and listen to that record, I love listening to that song. That was a song that Liam brought to the table. So he would have had it as just kind of an acoustic strummer. It didn't have any of that real kind of groove to it. So that was a lot of fun in the studio because that was a little bit out of our wheelhouse.
That's
Yeah.
cool. That's very cool. You got to admit there's a synergy between the title Stick to It and the current single Keep It Coming.
Yeah.
I love Synergy. What is the new song itself about, and what did you guys want to say in it?
Well, that was a song that I brought to the table initially, and it was kind of it's a poppy kind of like bubbly tune, but there's a little bit of a juxtaposition there because it is about kind of like going through hard times a little bit. The first demo was done in 2022, which was a challenging year. My father passed away. Hurricane Fiona hit, which kind of like totaled my mom's property. Well, didn't total it, just all the trees. It was just a lot to deal with. It was one of those things where I was working on that song. Just, I mean, the way I write is kind of get the melodies and all the chord progressions and everything done first. So it was kind of like this sunny tune. I was trying to think of what the lyric could be, and Keep It Coming just kind of came out of nowhere, and felt good to sing in the chorus. And I started to think, like, what could that mean, or what could the rest of the song be based around that? And it kind of got into that frame of, when times are tough, like as simple it is as it is, you just got to kind of like keep pushing through. And the bridge, which is the lyrics are, no matter what they throw, we'll face it like it ain't tough, no matter what comes up. So that was kind of getting at the idea of, as a slightly anxious person, thinking about the future and all the things that could happen, having a bit of a philosophy of like trusting yourself that in the future, unexpected stuff's gonna happen, but you just have to trust yourself that you can get through it. It sounds a little bit heavy saying it all out loud, but I think of it as a really hopeful song and just kind of being able to keep a positive mindset and not like let life drag you down when it seems like things are kind of bleak. I think it turned out well.
Yeah, and I like the message that no matter what happens, you just gotta stick to it.
I like it. Yeah, I hadn't thought about those songs being in a similar vein, but I think you're onto something.
I like parallels. Andy, I'm not the type of person to slap the label of legend on just anybody, but I think all of you in 2 hours traffic, including Nick at this point, have earned that superlative. And I'm sure I'm not alone in hoping that this resurgence of the band leads to a new era of records for you, just as
Oh, thank you.
successful as the last, if not more. Hey, you guys stuck to it and now you're keeping it coming. Like I said, thank you so much for taking the time out to yap with me. And congratulations on the brand new release. Looking forward to the EP.
Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you. Really appreciate spreading some word, and I love what you're doing. So thanks so much, Mike.
It's a pleasure for me too. And yes, you're going to hear the new release, but all good things come to those who wait, because first it's time to groove on the distant past of 2 hours traffic, which can only be done via an
iTunes Rock Log. iTunes World Premiere.
For 2 hours traffic. Does that make them 4 hours traffic? Give me flashbacks of LA freeways over here. All kidding aside, that's 2 hours traffic with their newest of the new, just out 4 days ago on January 15th, their single, Keep It Coming, which they certainly did. Before that, a deep dive into their self-titled 2005 album 20 years ago, and the track, Stick to It. As Andy said, the current plan is to release THT's new EP in May. Release dates change, so I'll let you know when they do, or if you'd rather not wait for me, keep up with the latest on where else? 2hourstraffic.com. Shakespeare would be proud. If you've gotten to this part of the show, know that I'm pleased for your decision to stick to it in listening to this episode. It's time to wrap her up for another week, but rest assured that another batch of island-only tunes are coming for you next Sunday, January 26th. If you're liking what you're hearing, and I genuinely hope you are, please tell a friend or dozen about this podcast that plays You Heard Brayden V, Nothing But Music from Prince Edward Island. It's a point of pride over here. Nobody else is doing it, so I'm even more jazzed to be doing it. I'm also jazzed that IsleTunes finally has merch for y'all. That means t-shirts, hoodies, jackets, even mugs, and a calendar. Should I add Tukes? I should probably add Tukes. All of these await you at isletunes.creator-spring.com. That's isletunes.creator-spring.com. All proceeds go toward the running of this show, and I've snagged me a t-shirt. When it gets here, I'll post myself wearing it so you can see what it looks like. Work the runway, sweetie. If merch isn't your thing, but you want to help support these island-only musical efforts, you can donate a little or a lot through PayPal, link in the description. Also, for $5 a month, that's less than a gallon of gas, you guys, you can subscribe on Patreon, where your monetary mindfulness will be rewarded with videos of live performances and expanded video interviews with the artists who talk to me here. Patreon.com/IsleTunes. Did I mention there's 2 hours traffic content up there? You can also help me grow awareness of this show should you happen to be listening to it on YouTube by subscribing to the IsleTunes YouTube channel. That way you get notified when a new episode goes up. Always on Sundays, as promised. I've only knocked a few into Monday. Not to mention you can spread the word about IsleTunes on social media, which always helps. That's better than me doing all the self-promotion on my own socials, though I also do provide links to where you can buy the music you hear on IsleTunes on its Facebook and Instagram accounts. Come join. If you have suggestions or comments about this podcast, hit me up at 902-807-4250 or via email at amj@isletunes.ca. Those communication methods also work if you want to record yourself saying an islanderism to start off an episode, like Justin Dwaran did for this one. And hey, if you're a local business that would like to be a sponsor, get in touch! I'm actively looking for sponsorship as we speak. Pockets only go so deep around here, you know what I'm saying? Musical contribution to the IsleTunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaux. I'm Adam Michael James, and this is the last show to be recorded while America still isn't a dictatorship. I know, not exactly fun stuff to talk about on a music show, but it's a platform I have, and speaking out must be done. Just keep your eyes open, PEI, and don't let it happen here in Canada. As an American expat, we also said it couldn't happen there either, you know? As for IsleTunes, that ain't stopping, and hopefully the show can bring some enlightenment and perspective, or at the very least, joy through the music of island artists. January 29th is Chinese New Year, so I'm thinking maybe something along those lines would be appropriate to mark the Year of the Snake. See you next week. And remember, ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.